We're back on News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues here on a Wednesday morning. Well, every couple months, we rotate, actually, in this slot here between Manhattan Christian College and Manhattan Area Technical College. And this month, it's an odd month in the year, so the odd months, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, we talk with Manhattan Christian College. And it's Kevin Ingram, president of the college, joining us here this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Brandon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, and we've also got with us Athletic Director Jordan Strom joining us from MCC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. Kevin, things going smoothly here this semester. Are you on spring break right now?
You bet. And the semester is going well. We have been in person with classes of our size. We've been able to still operate that way, and it's gone very well. In fact, you know, we have no cases or quarantines on our campus right now, which is great. And that's not just due to spring break. We did keep our schedule the same, although K-State started a week later and then did not do spring break. We kept our schedule the same. So we have spring break going on right now. So our students are home or a variety of different places, and they'll be coming back this coming weekend. But it's going well, and I appreciate our faculty and our staff and our students and how well they've operated under the guidelines. And, you know, we're grateful that some of those have relaxed a little bit, but yet we're still going to be very cautious and provide a safe and healthy environment for everybody who comes to our campus, faculty, staff, students, and visitors. But it's going well. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, included within that, sports has been able to take place in a limited capacity, I know, for a lot of folks. And that's why we have Jordan on here this morning. Let's talk about Jordan's also the men's basketball coach. We'll start there. How did the men's basketball team fare here this winter?
Well, we had a very successful season. COVID restrictions and all, we were able to finish the season 18-11. We were able to win our conference. We earned an at-large bid to our national tournament where we made an Elite Eight run and ended up in the final poll came out yesterday. We were ranked sixth in the country. So I was pretty pleased with, you know, how we were able to do things considering everything that happened.
Very good. And, you know, that's where was the tournament held this year?
So the national tournament is down in Joplin, Missouri, hosted by Ozark Christian College. And they host a men's and women's tournament for National Christian College Athletic Association Division II. So there were teams from all over the country converging on Southwest Missouri at the exact same time. And last week was a pretty crazy run. We played our Elite Eight game on Wednesday night. We were the final game of the day. Played the 3-seed Johnson University out of Tennessee. We went to double overtime with those guys, lost 92-97. Probably one of the craziest things that happened during that game is at the end of the first overtime, we were down 3. Johnson came down, split a pair of free throws, missed the second one, still down 3. Jordan White, who's a sophomore from Topeka, got the ball, nailed a 75-foot shot to send the game into double overtime. Unfortunately, we lost in double overtime, but it was a pretty crazy moment. A pretty incredible shot for our guys and made a quick run. And then Johnson University ends up winning the national championship. So, you know, we felt like we were right there with those guys.
Yeah, awesome. Well, what a great experience for those young men. And Joplin, what a great I love it down there. I'm from Missouri and spent a lot of time down in that part of the country. What about the women's basketball team? How did they fare?
Yeah, absolutely. We hired a new women's basketball coach this year, Mindy Eckert. She's from Atchison, Kansas, had a coaching experience at a couple of Division III schools that are no longer in existence. And we were able to hire her during the pandemic, which was pretty surprising. We were able to hire her without her ever coming to campus, which was probably an accomplishment in and of itself. And, first semester, we actually did not play any games on the women's side due to COVID. We had multiple members of the team that were either in quarantine or sick with the virus. And so we just ended up not playing any games first semester. And so second semester came and she was able to lead the team to a 5-12 record, which included a fifth place finish at our conference tournament. And 5-12, that sounds like a rough year. But if you would have seen where we were at last year compared to where we finished this year, she made remarkable strides with our program. And I'm very excited with what they accomplished.
Well, you know, it's certainly been nice to see sports come back for a few months where we had no sports whatsoever. What do you tell your athletes here in a COVID season here and try to keep their spirits up here during everything that's been going on?
Yeah, I think one of the craziest things that we've dealt with is just the idea that we want to keep going, you know, and try to convince our student athletes that this is the right thing to do. This is the right direction that we're going. And They've all bought in from fall sports to winter sports. They've all bought in on what we are trying to accomplish and the reason we're trying to continue to play. And probably one thing I'm most excited about is the National Christian College Athletic Association, like so many other, like the NCAA and the NAIA, they have granted an extra year of eligibility for all of our student athletes. And so none of them, not even our seniors, have been charged with a year of eligibility this year. And so we have a chance to bring back, you know, not only on our men's and women's basketball teams, but our soccer and volleyball teams and cross country teams as well. Hey, we are having a chance to bring back everybody. And for the college, that's a huge deal because we get a chance to retain students that we may not have retained when their sports career ended. So that's a carrot at the end of the stick. That's one of the many carrots at the end of the stick, I think, that we've been able to communicate with our kids. But, man, we're excited about next year. We're excited to have some sort of normalcy going into the fall.
And have you had any games with fans this year in attendance?
We did. So soccer and being outside was not as big of a deal. We had to close off the bleachers, but we were able to have families and friends and fans bring chairs and sit along the fence and be able to social distance and watch games. Volleyball and basketball inside the gym was a very big challenge. We were limited on capacity to start to about 33%, which is about 100 fans in our building. And then about halfway, well, a little over halfway through basketball season, with about three games left, we were told that we had to reduce the number of fans even more. And so we had to make some adjustments to only letting our families and friends of our student athletes into the gym, no visiting fans. And we were able to finish the games or finish the season with fans in attendance. But, man, it'll be great to have a full capacity. It'll be great to have everybody there next year. And yeah, I am thankful that we are hopefully seeing the light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah, certainly. So with winter sports wrapped up now, do you guys have any activities in the spring?
Currently, we do not. One of the things that we have actually started on our campus that is as a club sport this year is esports. And a lot of people have, you know, heard about the craze with esports or have seen, you know, the 2K League or different things that are going on. And so we have started that as a club sport on our campus with the goal of trying to be a varsity sport in next spring. So we actually have some events that are planned for this spring with our esports club. Nothing that's official, but it should be pretty exciting for our students that are involved in that and have an opportunity to compete and have some fun with video games.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting. And, you know, that's a growing sport. So a lot of people are getting interested in that. Well, congratulations to all your athletes. I mean, it's nice to see that they have the extra year of eligibility, and what a wonderful opportunity. Anything else you wanted to share with us this morning?
No, Brandon, that's it, man. I appreciate the support that you guys give to us, and we're looking forward to a normal year, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys again.
All right. Sounds good. That's Jordan Strom, Manhattan Christian College Athletic Director. Stand by. We're going to talk with Kevin Ingram a little bit more here in segment number two. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.